Media to Knowledge, Arthur Schopenhauer. The inexpressibly intimate quality of music, by virtue of which it passes by as a paradise so completely familiar and yet so eternally distant, so completely comprehensible and yet so inexplicable, is based on the fact that it reproduces all emotions of our innermost being, but entirely without reality and far from its agony. Similarly, its essential seriousness, which completely excludes the ridiculous from its own immediate domain, is to be explained by the fact that its object is not the representation, in regard to which deception and ridiculousness alone are possible. But its object is directly the will, and this is essentially the most serious thing, as everything depends on it. Therefore, it does not become a quietive of the will, does not redeem him from life forever, but only for moments, and is thus not the way out of it for him, but only a temporary comfort in it. Supposing, therefore, that it were possible to give a perfectly correct, complete and detailed explanation of music, that is, a detailed repetition in concepts of what it expresses, this would immediately also be a sufficient repetition and explanation of the world in terms of concepts, or entirely equivalent to such repetition and explanation that is true philosophy. In general, and at the same time in popular terms, one can say, music in general is the melody to which the world is the text. Søren Kierkegaard. The most abstract idea that can be thought of is sensual ingenuity. But through what medium can it be represented? Solely through music. The only medium for its representation is music. Music contains a moment of time, but it does not run in time unless in an inauthentic sense. In any case, it is not able to express the historical aspect of time. The perfect unity of this idea and its corresponding form is Mozart's Don Juan. But precisely because the idea is so abstract and the medium so abstract, there is no likelihood that Mozart will ever have a rival. The fortunate thing for Mozart is that he has found a material that is absolutely musical in itself. And should another composer ever compete with Mozart, there would be nothing for him to do but to recompose Don Juan. Theodor V. Adorno. The historical moment is constitutive of the pieces of art. The authentic ones are those that surrender to the historical material content of their time without pretentiousness and without the presumption of being above it. They are the historiography of their epoch, unconscious of itself. This, not least, is what mediates them to knowledge. In its difference from the existing, the piece of art necessarily constitutes itself relative to what it is not as a piece of art, and what, in the first place, makes it a piece of art. Art is the societal antithesis to society. It is therefore plausible to spin out the specification of what it is out of a theory of the life of the soul. Social struggles, class struggles, are imprinting themselves in the structure of pieces of art. Theodor V. Adorno. That is why art needs philosophy, which interprets it in order to show what it cannot say, while it can only be said by art, while it does not say it. Theodor V. Adorno. people tend to look for the distinguishing factor in the fact that music does not know the concept, but some things in it come quite close to the primitive concepts that epistemology deals with. It uses recurring symbols. Compared to the language of meaning, music is of a completely different type. It is demythologized prayer, freed from the magic of influence. The human attempt, however futile, to name the name itself, not to communicate meanings.